In an average lifetime now, people change jobs 9 times. They change homes 12 times. We live transient lives. But here's a group of women outside Washington, D.C., who've kept one aspect of their lives constant for 61 years.
Hello, Virginia.
Oh, hello. It's good to see you. Yeah, it's good to see you. You look fine. You look fine.
Well, I am. In spite of everything.
It's 11 a.m. at a retirement high-rise in a Virginia suburb. Four women arrive at the apartment of Mary Lathrop, a bundle of 87-year-old energy beneath silky white hair. Emily Torbert is also there to greet them in a top and slacks as colorful and bright as a tropical garden. Two of the guests arrive using walkers. The youngest in the group is 86, the oldest 92.
You look splendid. Splendid.
Yeah, right.
Well, considering what you went through.
Considering. And considering how the rest of the people at the nursing center look. I look splendid.
Good.
All six women carry books, which they either place in their laps or spread out on a coffee table. There's a John Adams biography, a Tony Hillerman mystery, two novels by Anita Shreve, and a scholarly work about Islam. They began meeting long before book clubs became a national obsession, and they have their own way of doing things. Instead of everyone reading the same book at the same time, each buys and reads a different book and circulates it among the others. Emily Torbert was among the first members in 1941.
We were young wives in Buckingham Apartments in Northern Virginia, in Arlington, and our husbands were forging ahead, being promoted, and we were just housewives. Some of us were pregnant, had babies, some of us hoped to have them, and we said, oh, we're dying on the vine mentally. And so we thought, well, at least we can read the current books. And that was the idea, to keep up with what was going on in the world.
You didn't have an opportunity for intellectual discussion in your lives at that time?
Not much, no. And the cost of books was a factor. Can I afford a book that's $5.95?
Hardback.
Yeah, hardbacks were at that time.
We're talking the 1940s here.
Yes. Yeah. And so that was one of the reasons we each bought a book and circulated it.
12 books for one, really.
Yeah.
We got to read 12 books when we only purchased one.
What was the first book that you read? Do you remember?
I do not remember. I'm sorry to say. I do remember one book that we bought early, Short History of Chinese Civilization. It was a big, thick tome.
Why did you pick that?
Well, I don't know. I guess we thought we needed to be educated about Chinese history.
And so I've this got... wasn't light reading that you were doing?
No, well, it was a mixture. We tried to have some serious stuff, some fiction, plays sometimes, poetry occasionally, whatever we thought was good fiction. And it didn't have to be on the bestseller list.
We avoided the bestseller list, Emily. We thought that wasn't for us. We were really going to read. We read a lot of old literature, things like Trollope and Dickens and things that we had come back to, maybe. But through the years, it has changed. We don't even mind if it's on the bestseller list.
Well, we've gotten lighter and lighter as later years have come on. We find we don't want to hold the tomes, although I am reading a lot about Islam now. I have 3 books on Islam that I have bought.
And when you say you don't want to hold the tomes, you mean they're too heavy?
Right. We want to be able to hold them up in bed at night.
A lot has changed in 6 decades. The women used to meet every 3 weeks, in the morning with babies in tow when they first started families. They switched to evenings during World War II because some of the women went to work. Husbands were enlisted to babysit. Some moved from the apartment building they all lived in, and as they got older, getting together was harder. Some had difficulty driving at night. Only 2 drive at all now. So they're back to mornings and less frequent meetings that last about an hour.
I wanted to say something about Travels with Myself and Another by Martha Gellhorn. Virginia, this is Virginia Colony's book, and I think some of us felt a little strange about it, but it was a fascinating book. I didn't agree with this woman about a lot of things. She was an individualist. Wow, she had her own. But
I didn't like her.
No, I didn't like her. But I liked Hemingway. I liked the book. Well, not awfully much.
Were there other book clubs at the time that you formed? Was this a common thing at that time?
I don't think so. We weren't aware of any other. We did our own thing. That's all I know.
I suppose there were book clubs. Maybe not as prevalent as they are now.
Well, now they're quite
many
common,
of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're reading things like Oprah Winfrey selections. Do you all read?
We were a little embarrassed that we found we'd chosen one of hers, and we found out it was awfully good.
Yeah, we're a little snobby. At least we think we are in books.
Would you like to hear the last list of books that we selected? John Adams by David McCullough, The Bone Setter's Daughter by Amy Tan, Girl with a Pearl Earring, Tracy Chevalier, Travels
They
with
haven't
myself
kept count, but our math comes up with 1,000 books apiece just for the book club.
Jean, you're a wide reader. What are you reading now?
I don't want to admit. I've been months fighting pain and a hip operation, and I've been reading trash, and I don't want to tell you what it is.
Wow. By trash, you mean what?
Like romance novels.
Romance novels. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Wallace Stegner, I've been reading again. I find I go back and reread books that I read maybe 25 years ago, and I'm a different person. They're a different book.
And it's not like when we read it when we were 20.
This is what's happened since their 20s. World War II, the only war they mean when they simply say the war. The anti-communism crusade of Joseph McCarthy, the civil rights movement, women's liberation, the Cold War, Vietnam, the Challenger explosion, the fall of communism, September 11th. The book club was their safe place to talk about all that and more. It was the place they anchored their lives.
We all grew up together, in a sense, our children. One year we had 3 births together. Those children all knew each other. We reviewed our family life each time. That's what we did do.
We went through having babies, toilet training, first grade, high school, college, marriage, divorce, remarriage.
It seems to me it was a sort of focus.
Yeah. Yes.
It was important to us, and our lives would have been less colorful without it.
You know, you don't need a book group to facilitate that. Or maybe you did.
You're kind of implying the books were incidental to this other wonderful value we are telling you about, but they weren't incidental at all. They were very important.
Well, I think that was the thing that started us and what held us together. It was because each time we had a book to read, we had to select and make suggestions and do a little thinking.
I wanted to ask you, do you get newcomers?
Not anymore, no.
Well, we tried to do that up until a few years ago to fill in when someone left us. But we decided, no, we'll simply now go on because we share so much that it would be terribly hard for a newcomer now to come in, not knowing when all our grandchildren were born or when our children were born.
This is our newest member, Jean Walker, and she's been in about 30 years.
How long do you think you can keep this going?
This may be the last meeting. We don't know how much we'll be able to meet this winter because we're all getting old. We think we're still alert, at least reasonably.
Speak for yourself, Emily.
We will continue as long as Mary Latham will drive us over to Maryland and as long as Emily would drive us back here. So when we can't do that, then I suppose we'll have to stop.
Mary Latham says these women could never consider disbanding their club. When they get too frail, she says, maybe they'll just fade away.
Okay. Have you read it, Virginia?
I don't think so.
No, all right.
But not yet. There's the next meeting to plan.
Are we still going to do the third Wednesday, guys?
Yeah.
Well, what about Wednesday, the 16th of October, is the third Wednesday.
It's noon, the meeting is over, and it's time for lunch.
Come on, Mary, lead on. Okay. Will we come back here or not?
The six surviving women of the book club gather their things and begin to head downstairs to the cafeteria.
Can you put it in the basket or not?
You can, but sometimes the basket collapses.
86-year-old Jean Walker braces herself against her walker. She pulls me to the side to talk about the obvious but unmentionable. The group is half the size it was 61 years ago. We've lost so many members, she says, but they're still with us when we meet. This book group is a memorial. It keeps memories of them alive.
It's better now. I have to take about 5 or 6 pills a day.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that all? Take a
That's all.
Single prescription. Emily, you take whatever it takes to keep you alive, dear.
That's what I'm doing.
I want you around.
You have to keep driving. A lot depends upon you.
Mary Lathrom, Emily Torbert, Jean Walker, Amy Vogt, Mary Gauthier, and Virginia Colony. There's more about their book club and a group photo at npr.org.